I can't do anything about anyone else. But we can do something about the way that we walk, the way we rear our children, our home, our church, in truth of the gospel. Anybody else have anyone to that? Yes. Yeah, we're going to. Yeah. We're going to close with that. We can, and we still have the freedom to do so. Are we too darkened? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul says, they're so darkened that even now when the scripture is read, the veil still hangs over their eyes. I don't know how darkened we are. And I mean even churches. Even churches. I had a lady email me the week before I left for Tucson, and she said, this pastor went through talking about grace and wonderful words, and then he spent about 15 minutes just annihilating anyone who would teach that you're filled with the Spirit by faith. And she said there's something wrong, and this lady's about 75 years old, and who the pastor is doesn't even matter. But just, she said, there was no doubt he was angry, mad, everything. And it just, there's something wrong here. So in our churches, we do what those kids do. The only problem is we don't see the blood bodies lying there. The people Christians do it all the time, and we kill each other with our tongue. We're not part of the solution, we're part of the problem. We want more law. Our solution's the same. We have no secret. And yet we do have a secret. The secret is the love sent Christ to the cross. Anybody else? I'll tell you what, let's close in prayer. And the families that are involved, these kids, I hope that some of you have already been in prayer. In the schools, the various people that have to make decisions from the president down. I don't know what it's going to take to give children back their soul. When I say put God back, what I'm really saying is give them back their soul. Don't twist it and mess it all up. That's what we do, is that we twist it and this isn't right. I don't even know why it's wrong, but it's not right. And a soul knows that, and then it just finally says, okay, forget it. And that's the way they grow up. So yes, we need to be in prayer for the young people, the children, school systems, and that's why more and more homes are homeschooling. More and more things is coming out of it, and our leaders are not going to see.